I'd like to introduce the Donald Trump Singers. They'll be doing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. God, I'm so fucking depressed. But I'm a comedy slinger. Comedy is the answer. And I do have an actual Thanksgiving comedy piece. This is actually a challenge to render an event as a sporting event. It wasn't necessarily a sporting event, so I chose a Thanksgiving dinner. It came out like this. Good evening and welcome to the 42nd annual Hunningdorfer Thanksgiving dinner here in beautiful Armpit, Wisconsin. Before the break, we had the traditional singing of the Highway to Hell by the Neighborhood Watch Singers, and now the family is being peeled away from the football game on TV with crowbars and pulleys. That's a lot of work for the ladies, but yes, yes, I think the opening of another bottle of Jack Daniels has done the trick, and they're able to entice the men and boys to the table. And look, hey, look! 11-year-old Joey has intercepted the bottle out of his dad's hands and he's running for his bedroom and immediately is called for a penalty by Grandma. He has to say grace. Finally, the family is sitting down. In the middle of the table is Mabel's Limburger Secca Chest and everyone is moving away. Oh, but here comes Grandma's famous acetylene turkey with grits. Stay tuned for more after this message. And now, very special, I'd like to introduce the comedy stylings of Dwayne and David. This is a piece written about 45 years ago that actually was written for radio, and I had a friend named Jack Schaefer who did the secondary part here. Anyway. He's innate, mundane, insane, incredible fizz-gink. Matt Hatter, a relatively mild-mannered apprentice nuclear annihilator, comes to the realization that keeping one's finger on the death of everything button can get to be a drag.
I feel somehow unfulfilled.
His cell structure is sufficiently juggled by long hours under leaky radiation to give him the power of atomic fantasy. This, coupled with a bit of incredibly plastic surgery, leads Matt to a solemn decision.
I shall become a creature of ridiculous!
Matt then chooses a nonsense name for a nonsense guy in a nonsense world, and the fearless Fizzgink is born. If a human being could become a prize in a Cracker Jack box, Fizzgink is it. He battles the evils of boredom, apathy, militance, and dehumanization in an antiseptic, geometric, lifeless, loveless, stainless society. The fantastic Fizzgink has the uncanny ability to make people believe that there actually were some good old days. You say you don't know what it all means. You say you'd like to slow down and enjoy life. You say you want meaning and you don't know how to get it. Well, call Fizzgink. He doesn't know the answers either, but he can make you forget the question. Remember his famous battle cry.
What has reality even done for you?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That was me doing my best Donald Trump impression.
Another round of applause for David Andrew Newell.